Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 12th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
The whole member, Baptist, the Rama Konokwana, Ubana, the school, the Yonge, Ubana Kabra, the constitution at the end. Ukotana, Ukonogo, Obama electoral reforms, Abakuman Mago. So, action to enter, action the manager, Jan action the Ultra, I belong at the way, into a power, about the school at the end.
Zaitika ukubaba zinochikisa zvinotakaonekwa munyika ino yeZimbabwe. Patapinda kumusangano uyu tanzisi each political party inofanira kupinda munhu mumwe chete. Ndopatapinda zvedu ipapo taobeya to their dictatorship. Saka tapinda mukati muyamuya taona mune mama political parties which has never existed. Can I tell you taona one political party inonzi OK match? Tikaona imwe political party inonzi VAN. So a political party known as Zoko. We had a number of unknown political parties that got Zirimo.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about calls by opposition parties in Zimbabwe for sweeping electoral reforms.
Some parties under the banner of the National Electoral Reform Agenda or NERA today walked out of a meeting convened by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or ZEC to discuss demands of electoral reforms before the 2018 general elections.
Several opposition parties have been staging protests in Zimbabwe demanding that the government should level the electoral field ahead of the general polls.
Some ZANU-PF activists say electoral reforms were concluded when the country had a government of national unity, which ended in 2013.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Hongu Gibbs, tanzwa kuti kune mapato akawanda kuZimbabwe kupfuura anozivikanwa. Tanzwa venera vapinda musangano wanga wakokerwa neZEC kuti pazeiwe nyaya yezvichemo kana zvinyinyuto zvine mapato ezvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezvavanodawo zviitwe neZEC, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Asi hanzi bamba chinzi bato regare-gare rinongobvumidzwa kuti munhu mumwe chete anga achipinda mumusangano iwoyo. Vapinda mumusangano vari pasi penera vari kuti tashamisika, tasvikawana mune mamwe mapato akawanda anda kutosvika gumi atisingazivi, asi anga akamirirwa imomo. Zvazoitika nezvekuti zvose zvanga zvichikurukurwa zvanzvifanira kuti zviwiriranwe kuburikidzwa nekuvhota. Saka pakuvhota mapato iwayo anga asiri pasi penera anonzi anga achivhota achitsigira zvinenge zvichiitwa neZEC. Ava venera vachivhota vachipikisa zvaita kuti venera vazobuda musangano iwoyo, musangano usina kupera vachinyunyuta. Hatizivi kuti kubuda iko kucharevei sezvo musangano wanga wadaidzirwa neZEC, asi nyaya iripo ndiyo yekuvandudzwa kwemitemo inechekuita nesarudzo. Sarudzo dza 2018 dzisati dzasvika. Gibbs
yevambe zvirukandava lingachona njani lapel khona kuna ngapo ngemakaya tilangapa lochonga siyaphila sibili. Yeye lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokhetho. Udaba lokhetho kulapho lijonga kuvela khona yonke into eZimbabwe.
Ndizvo.
Nxa kuti ukhetho lungahamba kuhle abantu bathi konke kuyahamba kuhle. Nxa luhamba kubi kutsho ukuthi ilizwe lalo selele ngogedla.
Ndizvo.
So ke kungani ke lamhlanje bekuleyo umhlangano okade wenziwe yiZEC, lapho kade kubizwe khona abantu be National Electoral Reform Agenda, ukuthiwa yiNERA. ukuthi kukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokuthi pho kungalungiswa njani ukuthi kube lokukhetho oluhle eZimbabwe. So kanyangazani-ke kubizwa amabandla athize, amanye kuthiwa ngo-OK Mart, kuzobuya amanye kuthiwa ngozokho, kumbe kuthiwa kuyini. Ye, laba abanye abajala ukugijigijima kade ngane kabakho
nelunge bathi kunonzi bantu
antu yabona bantu ukuthi abantu
abantu
akuziboni khonapho. So-ke khonokho ngiye kwenziwe basebebizwa abanye amabandla athize, kodwa-ke bakhona baphume bakhonana bathi hayi asafuni. Ngakho-ke kungazani lokho bakwenzayo kungani bahambelani labo. So-ke sinendlela ukuthi we are joined by the NERA organizing committee secretary general of the African Democratic Party, that is Mr. Joelson Mukari. So he's in the NERA committee. So Mr. Mukari, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about what happened today in terms of the meeting.
Right. As usual, Zach tried to invite us for a meeting, which they say to call all political parties meeting a dialogue with Zach. We went there in anticipation of a very good proceedings. But unfortunately, when we got there, we saw a lot of mishappenings, which made us not happy with the meeting today.
What were those mishappenings?
You see, at first, immediately when we entered the gate, there was a lot of police force. The riot police were there. The non-uniformed forces were there. The environment itself was totally intimidatory. And when we got by the desk there, they started telling us that they only allow one, just one, participant from each political party. And a number of our participants were returned back.
But we also heard that when you finally entered into the meeting room, that's when you discovered that there were some other political party representatives there. May you explain?
It's very funny. I can laugh, you know. You see, when we got there, there were some tags which were written, political party names. You see, we found some very funny names. Can you imagine a political party by the name OK Mart, a political party by the name Zoku, a political party by the name Ranu, those which we have never, ever heard of in this country. And those political parties were acting in a very funny manner. Very, very funny, I can tell you. Imagine, as we ended, we first requested that the meeting be chaired by a neutral person. But they refused and said, no. What we need to do here is to vote. And when we voted, we were surprised to find other so-calling themselves opposition political parties defending that Rita Makarau should chair the meeting. When it's supposed to be actually a neutral organization which should have been chairing that meeting.
Zvino ndimboisa mubvunzo nechivanhu vamugari. Tanzwa kuti mazopedzisira mabuda mumusangano iwoyu. Hazvisi zvinozokukanganisa here urongwa hwenyu hwekuedza kuti pange paine kuvandudzwa kwemutemo inechekuita nesarudzo?
Right, hazvitikanganise isusu. Sei ndichiti hazvikanganise nenhau yekuti Zeki zvairi kuita, they have realized the power in NERA. And even now, I want to respond to us directly. What about Shansa and indirect approach? Zavaru kuita even to take a buddha chunu. Vano ignore. Kana vano nyarara, kwembu ya rebo na kuita 2, 3, 4 months. Mwenye 25 na 86, vano pindu wa chini. Jojo vande ta ezi. Isi ino lola ngofunga kutikoka, kuti aparishu no weki mbeta shakati. Iyo ya tukuta re engagement. Tisi kakai request sa munera document. No. What we want is, zatinu da nemi zeki, ngati gare iti sangana tichikurukura kutiti gazi ze nzira yedu yema election taka nanga kona 2018. But zawana ita manje, vano ya nerwe seri, voti da iza, sekunanzi iyo lola ronga msanganu. Vadaro, isusu nao itinaza tazo uwele kutikwete chino chia chataka taura mwezi uya ndo chawa kudaira nasi asima nje umunui uonde wa tilipula mba kutikwete ngati tihitika taura chino ngati itwe iko zino tuweita ndizo zoza zeta ti nasi mshule mwenge taba uzo kutikwete cheku tanga ngati chinje mna aliku chia msangano ndobo varamba ndobo tenda papo indi yedio kutanga ya vata ura iwa kuti Ile zvino zvatoda kuita, tiri kuda kushanda nemibvunzo yamakati bvunza, mibvunzo iyi, mibvunzo yavakati kwatiri, vakati invite kuti koka kumusangano uyu. Kuka kumusangano uyu vakati pa isusu matsamba ekuti koka musi wa 2 September. Asi matsamba yakanga akanyorwa kuti mibvunzo yenyu yose inoguma kusvika kwatiri musi wa 30 August. Zvino rinei pakadaro?
Vamugare rambai muri parunhare. Taita mumwe munyari kana apinda pachirongwa. Honorable Joseph Chuma, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa.
Makadi henyu.
Aiwa, takasimba. Honorable Chuma, mumiriri wePhelandaba Mupopoma mudare reparlamende, vari nenguva yeZANU PF Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, it's good that you have actually joined us today. We are very happy that we are going to do what you usually do here. So now the question is, you know, electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, how far reaching should these electoral reforms be in the, you know, against the background that NERA is demanding for reforms?
Well, for starters, maybe because I've not seen what NERA really is demanding, so it might be difficult for me to actually comment on that line. But what I wanted us to be clear about first is that ZEC on its own is a body that has been mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And therefore, ZEC stands independent from anybody, from any political. It is independent from ZANU-PF. It is independent from NDCT. It is independent from all other political parties. It has to be recognized as a body that stands on its own. Therefore, even their operations must then be independent. We must all let them guide us and lead us, because they are mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe to do exactly what they are supposed to do. Mm. But now, I'm then started to think why there are some players in this political field who want to sort of impose what they want for them to happen on their side, instead of letting that independent body do its work accordingly. So, as far as I'm concerned, electoral reforms, they've been put up, they've been passed to Parliament. It's now Parliament that is supposed to be sitting and rectifying and ratifying as well to make sure that what is supposed to be there now goes in tandem with the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, maybe NERA is certain points that I've missed, but to me, really, this is an independent body. Let it do its work.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. I think we've got some callers right now, Chunga.
Okala
ke silomnumzana uMila ose okubulawayo. Baba Mila, ungawunjani?
Ninjani baba, kunjani?
Usiphile kakhulu. Ye, uyezwa lapha kuthiwa ke abantu badinga ukuthi kube le nguquko ngendlela okwenziwa ngayo ukhetho eZimbabwe. Kambe wena ukubamba njani khonokho?
Okay, right. Inguquko yalapha melibe khona, but singagijimeli inguquko le yokuthi ama-electoral reforms azayenziwa njani. Inguquko yakuqala lapemeli yenziwe ngeyokuthi kuqale kudizovwe leyo commission othiwa i-ZEC. Ngoba ngiyazwa lapho bakuthuma uyakhuluma ukuthi i-ZEC i-independent okwama-parties. Mina sengikwestiona u-independent be-ZEC. Ngiyambona ngo-2008 agcina ama-results for 6 weeks. Sembuza ukusho independent bakhona ukuthi i-small country like Zimbabwe elabantu aba-less than 13 million okuthiwa ingagcina ama-results for 6 weeks kuthiwa kukabi lo muntu owinileyo. Kuyamangalisa, sengidinga ukuindependent bangikhona. And ukuthi i-ZEC le inama-CIO, igcina ama-CIO labantu aba abasayida izani. So akula free and fair election ezayenzwa nxa that organization okuthiwa i-ZEC isala bantu abasapota izani phakathi. So akula kuindependent lapho.
Yes.
Sinasisithi thina nxa kuthiwa kuqalisa ukuthi sesikhuma siya kuma-reforms lawo, akuqale kukhitshwe yona i-commission, kungene i-commission entsha esizaqalisa khona ukukhuluma ke ama-demands esiwafunayo, because talking to this i-commission le is just a waste of time, because kanyena kathe sibakhuma ukuthi bangene bathola kulabo OK-MAT labo bani. Where are they coming from, those parties?
Mm-hmm.
So, strategy sezanu senesikugeye So nangiti angukale kutizozi zeki yakhona because it's not independent from pa and izana ingeke iwina ma free and fair election. That's why ingafuna ma reforms utayenza. They want the ground yona leyana inamatshe inalo ehlaba abanye ukuthi they win. But the ground ingabaleva ukuthi umuntu akacomplain abafundi because they know they will lose the election.
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu mina, sibongile kakhulu. Kodwa mbona zani kuzokugcinwa ama-results laphana for 6 weeks kwakusase kwi-RG's office. Izeki ayingangeni kakhulu. So sibona ngani kunjalo kodwa singaziphambilini.
Utlayigwana bakhona, utlayigwana kakho kathesi kuzeki.
Ehe, kunjalo baba.
Bakhona, bakhona babekhona khona noma yayithintile ibizo, but those same people ababekhona phana, they are still there in Zeki.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, sibongile Mila.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Miller, you know, the first step is to dissolve Zeki. He says Zeki is just one head of a big animal that is full of CIOs, is full of
functionaries.
Yes, mm-hmm. Almost everyone that they don't want in there. So he says all those people should go first. Mm. So then at the end of the day, he says the independence of Zeki is very much in doubt. So that's his opinion. Mm-hmm. Then he says, Umnumzana Wila Timoyo, Okonangale Ekweru. Eslobela. Baba Moyo, ngawo tshona njani? Ukhona ecingweni Moyo?
Hello, ngikhona baba.
Yeah, akuphosela kho Moyo.
Ya, okokuqala bakithi angazi ukuthi umuntu othi izethu i-independent ujoni ngoba sinabanye sesikhathi eside siphakathi kwalo mdlalo wepolitiki sibona izenzo zezekhi. Makuya kuma-elections izeki iya-appointa ku-district levulu esithi thina ama-chief executive officers ama-rural district council kumbe ama-town clerks ma kusedrobheni ngaphi ngaphi they make sure ukuthi those guys abantu aba-aligned kumbe abathembekileyo ku-ZANU-PF ababambe i-election on district and on provincial level. Bese kusithi-ke kumawadi baya-appointa maybe ama-headmasters they make sure ukuthi that headmaster of a presiding officer uba ngumuntu o-aligned oyi-stronghold i-ZANU-PF. Maye ngu-headmaster wakho walahla umlomo wathi hhayi ibizeleni kalikhambi kuhle siyahlupheka ama-candidates e-ZANU-PF they make sure ukuthi lowo muntu abi presiding officer yama-elections awu-independent zabo. Angazi kukuba kuthuma ukuthi ungenelile kupolitiki lokuthi umdala kangakanani okobulawayo lo kodwa libana ngabe ubekhuluma ukuhambelana lo nembeza wakhe njengobana nangumfane nje emsonkeni sikhonza sonke ukuthi izethi is not independent. Izethi is an extension of ZANU-PF. Bafihla i-voters roll lanamhlanje amaphasiza kaka-electronic voters roll angazi ngabeyithole manje kodwa-ke bayincisha iparty ama-opposition parties banika i-ruling party ama-voters roll awu-independence that
ezindlela
ngizama ukuthi mina alibana ngabe bayaphuma egcekeni ngoba izanu ngeke iwine i-free and fair election lokhu ngiyakwazi mhlophe sengibonile kaningi ukuthi izanu iwiniswa ukuthi inama-functionaries within Zec. So ngamanye amazwi-ke kabazame nje ukuthi izethi-ke idilizwe iqaliswe kutsha ithintshwe lebizo ingabi izethi ibe yi-independent electoral commission IEC. Ngibona kaukuthi i-independent and independent electoral
ucingo lwakhe seliqumekile kodwa simzwile phela umoyo. Umoyo aphosa sibila amazwi wakhe. What you are saying is that Zec is not independent at all. And like our last caller, Mr. Miller, he was saying that Zec should be dissolved. And he ended up saying that they should even change the name to the Independent Electoral Commission. So at the end of the day, he was saying that most of the people in Zec are sympathetic to ZANU-PF. And he says even, you know, presiding officers during elections, there are people who are very sympathetic to Zec.
And he gave an example
of... Yes. He gave an example of a headmaster who may have denounced, you know, ZANU-PF. And he said that kind of a person would never be a presiding officer in any way, you know. And you are saying, really, there's a problem in Zec. It's
That's
an extension of ZANU-PF, according to him.
Yeah, maybe we can throw a question to Vamugari. Manzwa vatereri Vamugari, vatereri vaviri vatabva kunzwa. Mumwe wekutanga ataurai kuti kuda kugara pasi nezeki kupedza nguva nokuti Zeki haina kuzvimirira isangano rinenge richitoudzwa zvekuita nebato rezano PF. Mumwe mutereri wechipiri atsika zvakare mumatsimba iwayo akadzokorora akati kuzvigadzirisa Zeki inofana kuparadzwa. Yaparadzwa kutsvagwa vanhu vasina matiyo vakamirira. Yobve yatochinja kana kushandura nezita. Yosiya zvokunzi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, yonzi Independent Electoral Commission. Munoti Vamugari tisataenda kuna Honorable Chuma.
Independent Electoral Commission, that's the best name to be given to Zeki. Zvechokwadi, Zeki haizi independent as per se. Chatiyoti susu haizi independent Zeki. Zvechokuti chekutanga, Zeki ino reporter kuna Vamunangagwa, ku Ministry of Justice. Isusu tenge tafoti an independent commission haitomboendi under any ministry within the country. Because kana yatongoenda kunoripota kuna Vamunangagwa, vachaita sei kwaiwo varivo mashefu avo? Immediately paanoendayo kunobvunza kuti tiri kudawo chakati kana tiri kuda semari kuti Zeki iri kuda mari kubva kuministry. Zeki haina mukana wekukwanisa kuita bhajeti ravo vega vakazvimiririra seindependent commission, asi vanoiswa pasi peministry of justice kunova ndiko kuvarungu vavo kwatoreza kuti kana vaakuda kuita chivanonopfugama pamberi pavamunangagwa vokumbira kuti tiri kukumbira kuita programu sezeki tipeiwo mari. Vapuwa mari munozva kuti hurumende yese inoti tikakupa mari tinozva kuti utipewo mafambisiro awakaita mari, zvichireva kuti Zeki ichadzokerazve iine kutya nekudedera kuna Vamunangagwa kuti no, mari yamakatipa tazoishandisa takananga nepapa takananga nepapa tikaita izvi nezvizvi. Saka zvinhu zvakadaro zvinotonetsa kuti titarisire kuti munhu akaita savamunangagwa he is also aspiring kuti aite mutungamiri wenyika munguva dikidiki inotevera. Saka munhu akadaro vanotoita vachitotyoga tikangokonana navo isu tiri tichitidirei Zeki tive tiri takazvimiririra ramangwana redu rinoshata. Chechipiri ndechekuti mutungamiri wenyika ndiyo ane masimba ekusarudza makomishina eZeki. Isusu tinoindavhiyuwa toita zvatinoita, asi ane final say mutungamiri wenyika. Mutungamiri wenyika angadai asingapindire kana nepadiki posi pakusarudzwa kwekomishoni yeZeki. Zeki yatingadai tiri tinotora macivic societies, macsos, mapolitical parties, tese togara tovaindavhiyuwa uku tobuda nemarizauti tese kuti aiwo vanhu ava kava zvechokwadi pavanhu vatiri kuda 50 ava 30 ava aiwa vanhu vakanaka ngativapinzie mukomishoni yeZeki. Naizvozvo zvinotopa zvega kuti Zeki yaimbofa kava yakasununguka yega, nekuti hakunazve dikiteta anozobvuma iye kuzvireforma. No dikiteta can reform himself. If we just know that, takutoziva kuti chokwadi chokwadi hapana kwatinoenda nekufati tichifunga kuti Zeki inozonzi iri independent. Never.
Maita Vamugari, regai tinzwe kuna Honorable Chuma Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Chuma, uyazvizwira lapa vanhu vakhuluma. So ke unoona kazani iZeki ime njani? Nxa ungapongoti nje 1 minute ngesikiwa then bese uchange isiNdebele ukuthi how do you see the situation going? Like, is Zeki going to allow this kind of electoral reforms?
The first thing that I must note here is that I think the speakers do not have a proper understanding of how Zeki the commissioners are actually put in place. They are not MP'd by the president or the minister of justice. It's a process of parliament. That is why I said this is an independent thing. They come through parliament, they do public interviews through parliament, and that is how they become commissioners of Zeki. They only go and be commissioned by the president, of course, because that's how the constitution is put. The president must then commission them so that they become a constituted commission. But they come through parliament, and that is a standing order. It is there. We cannot deny it. But ihlupho ukuthi abantu wesikhathi sikhulumela ebunyameni singakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Amalunga aweZeki kawafakwa ngupresident kumbe kuminista ejustice, afakwa yiparliament. Babuya kuparliament benze ngama-public interview, babuze imibuzo kubona kanti kona bayenelisa yini and lawa amanoveli lawa aweparliament abehlanganise ama-members weparliament athiyshiyeneyo avela kumabandla angabe jiyetshiyene so akula konke lokho abakhuluma abantu nje siyathanda nje ukuthi sichamande into singayizwisisanga kuhle yikho mna ngithe ngiqhanisa abantu ngathi hhayi iveki yi-independent body akusiyo nto ezalo yikuthi nje i-problem vele obvious nxa uyi-opposition uyabe usufuna ukubala angazi ukuthi kumbe bona abe-opposition sefuna ukuthi bebebafaka umthetho ukuthi kona nxa bengadliwa baphiwe umbuso okunjalo bedliwe yini ngoba that's exactly how it wants to sound that people because you're in opposition you now want to impose your way and get through the back door to political power which is very unfair which is very wrong it is expected of an opposition at any given time
Thank you so much Honorable Chuma and stay on the line
tine vateereri vaviri wekutanga tombonzwa kuna mukoma kana ndibaba kana ndiani promise vari kuZimbabwe makadi
Profara kwatadiyo ngoma jonga
takasimba ndimukoma promise
ya ndimukoma promise yes
aiwa pakanaka muri kupi kuZimbabwe
andri kuchivu
kuchivu tipei pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika nehurukuru yedu
ndaisindoku ndipati ndape pfungwa dzangu ndaindiudze pfungwa dziri pakati papasta nezeki kuti pakanosinegoseka kuti vaite mitini nenera nezeki pfungwa dzavo dzaenda kuchidoringaurisa chivi chetanga
edzai kufamba mbichana kubva pamuri nokuti nhare yenyu haichanzwikwa
okay ndaindinonzwa kune vakakokera musangano wezeki nemaopposition party yakabata neenera kuti vambokokera chavandoti vambodiscusha nachi kuti vativive chinyaya dzechii chotanga
okay saka muda kuti ngoti vamugare hanzi 30 seconds vada kunzwa kuti chii chamaa muchida kukurukura nezeki
tanga tichida kukurukura panyaya yezvimhinga mupinyi zvataona kumaelections esati apfuura muenzaniso ndiwo anonzi madisappearing votes zvokuti unogona kuvhota seni ndoda kutaura ndikutaura ndirini ndakazvimirira ndakavhota ini pakuwadzana by election ya2014 mupolice station yandakavhotera ini kwete umwe munhu ndakabuda ndiine zero zvichireva ndini ndakavhotera ZANU-PF Betty Nhambu ndo madisappearing votes no. Let's talk about this disappearing votes tione kuti imi maballot papers amuri kunzwa kuisraeri aya akamira sei ko chazomboita kuti ballot paper enda kutopinda kuisraeri chii
sanamuna
munyika medu tichigona kupinda check inotoda kuchengetedzwa zvakanyanya kudarika ballot paper chashamisira paballot paper chii kuti rienda kunoitwa kuisraeri cost of over 13 million
chimira ipapo
vamugari zinoprinda sobapaka
chimira ipapo vamugari vapromise mune zvimwe here zvekuwedzera nokuti nemumwe muteereri mumwoyo akamirira nhare yenyu mukoma promise regai tikufonerei zvakare nhare yenyu inenge iri kunetsa tina mukoma kana ndibaba mumwoyo vari kuZimbabwe zvakare maswera sei aiwa taswera chirongwa ndichochi hurukuro yatiinayo ndiyo pamusoro pemusangano waitwa pakati pezek nemapato anopikisa ari pasi pemubatanidzwa wenera tanzwa vachitaura vamugari vakamirira nera vachitaura kuti aiwa tapedzisira tabuda mumusangano imomo nekuti zvataa tichiona zvava zvichiitika imomo handizvo zvataa tichitarisira pindai tinzwe muchirongwa
ya kubuda kwavaita vagonesa nekuti zeki ndeyamasiya ipo haigone kuvira zvido zvavanhu muZimbabwe ava vachuma vanotsigira havo ZANU-PF havatozivi kuti chiiuyavene kuti vakatanga rini kupinda mupolitics vachitsigira zvinhu zviri rong zeki ndeyamasiya iwo haigoni kutsigira zvido zvevanhu vari muZimbabwe
asika vamwoyo vamwe vanogona kuti kaiwo masiya iwo acho vanhuwo vari muZimbabwe vane zvavanenge vachitarisirwawo kuti zviitwe
zvakafanana nevanhu vari kutsigira vamugabe for now vanhu vari kutodya izvezvi vanhu vese vari kutambura hakuna munhu ari kutambura ari kutsigira vamugabe vamugabe havanambogara vahwina maelections ndinoti vamukomrade kubva 1980 havanambogara vahuna basa ravo kungoriga maelection uye hakukati nhasi mapolitical party anga aripo asingazvikani ndo opinda musangano
aiwa maita basa regaiti pemukana kuna honorable chuma maita basa vamoyo honorable chuma ndirofunga mungada kupindura apo ita henyu nechizezuru
right chanangira kuti tinyatsotsanangurira panapa kuti tinyatsojeka kuvanhu vese nechekuti Zek 1 haisi under ministry of justice and havaripotewo kuti kuna minista wacho ari vice president vamunangagwa what Zek does inoita maripoti ayo which actually go through parliament and they come to parliament probably through the ministry but Zek in a chief elections officer avo who is the accounting office nemari yavo yavanopuwa independent from the ministry of justice are you here through a ministry of justice that chief elections officer another one announced a pem stage the minister one vakatozvimirira voga I wanted us to be clear about that so that kana takutaura apa tinyatotaura zvinhu zvatinonyatsoziva ndanza vanoitibvunza kuti kochuma uyu anoziva here akapinda rini isora pa kuti wapinda rini chero ukapinda nezuro takakurisa chacho ndechekuti unzwisise chinhu chawapinda kuti wapinda chinhu chakamira sei chinofamba sei saka apa ndinokutsanangura zvinhu zvirimo zviri muconstitution whether you like it or you don't like it but ndo mamiriro azviri right now kuti Zek airipote kuna Mnangagwa kana kuti ministry yavo hairipote anywhere else inoripota kuparliament and parliament itori ne standing committee inonyatsoongorora zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo and kana ripoti yaitiwa inouya to parliament not to the ministry not to anyone else saka tikangonzwisisa ipapo then takugona kutaura tichienda mberi because irini dzandisingade ndechekuti tingowaste time tichitaura kunge tiri kutaura zvinhu zvatoziva anyambisigwa hapana zvatotoziva kana saka ndo mamiriro akaita Zek and whether you like it or not I reported to anybody else I reported to anyone else except parliament according to the constitution of Zimbabwe so right now makutaurira atikuita Zek is following what is in the constitution of Zimbabwe zvatakaisa issues but obviously like I said earlier on the problem is that kana ungori paopposition unogara uchifunga kuti urudzaino kana una something else iyo nera yacho iyi kana vari mapolitical party zvakasiyana ko kana kwauya mapati muda kwavharire chiipanzi mumona kuti muimuite imini moga here chete ivhuraika zvinhu mumuite independent like what you want to claim to be let be independent let anyone else come and be part of this thing why muchida kuvhara imini muite moga chete as if imini ndima mozimbabwe than anyone else it's not fair
thank you open
this thing for everybody
thank you very much honorable Juma maybe you want to translate
Ranzena honorable chuma hapana panonzi Zek iri pasi pebazi rezvemutemo sezviri kutaurwa nevamwe Zek ibato rakazvimirira roga vanhu vanotoenda kuinterview vosarudzwa chavanozongoitwa kugadzwa nemutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe dare reparamende ndo rinenge richitsinhira zvose zvikuburikidza nemitemo irimo muZimbabwe Zek yakazvimirira vataurawo zvakare panyaya yekuti aiwa unogona kunzi haunyatsoziva zvematongerwo enyika asi kana vapinda sezvavaitwa mumwe muteereri hati vachuma vanogona nga vasingazive zvakanaka hanzi aiwa ndiroziva nokuti ndingadai ndakapinda nezuro asi ndiri kuziva zvandiri kuteera muzano pf nezvairi kuita zviri kuonekwa vataurawo zvakare nyaya yekuti aiwa kana vanhu vakinge vachida kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vakasununguka kupinda mumatongerwo enyika ivo venera mapato anopikisa vaifanira kunge vakatokokawo kana mamwe mapato ana vanhu nana OK Mati ivavo nevamwe vese ivavo kuti vapindewo munera nekuti vanopikisa vakasununguka vanhu kutanga mapato avanoda saka kwaa kuine mamwe havasiri kuzivana
vari
kupikisa vane kodzero muzimbabwe
So for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. And our guests tonight are Mr. Joelson Mukari, who is the chairman of the NERA Organizing Committee, and is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we are live streaming, so we've got some messages that we have here. And at the same time, want to tell our viewers that, and listeners as well, that we're having challenges in terms of our live stream on Facebook. So we're trying to fix it, and we hope we are going to fix it. So now, slow penalty dispanda, otumezumlaezelo, utikona imizamo yenera, ibalulekile impela ukuba ukuqulwe indlela okuqhutshwa ngayo ukhetho. Kodwa kasiboni ibandlela ezanuphepha livumela inguquko ngoba liyazi ukuhle mhlophe ukuba kungaba lo khetho olukhululekileyo kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi sokumngcwabo wezanuphepha. So all what he's saying is, you know, the NERA, what he's trying to do is okay. At the end of the day, you know, there's need for those electoral reforms. But he's saying, you know, ZANU-PF may be digging its own grave if it allows that to happen. So he says they won't allow it to happen.
Okay.
And of what Lloyd Ndlovu, who says, angiboni ZANU-PF ivuma lelo cebo, ngoba kungabafaka emlindini otshona kakhulu. So he's saying the same thing.
Okay.
Says ZANU-PF may not allow any kind of reforms. Then we've got Sazi Dube or Palesiti. Abasoze bakuvumele lokhu abantu bezanu-PF ngoba kungabenza bechabalale njengeparty. Something he says ZANU-PF will never ever
allow that
kind of
thing. We heard it from Professor Jonathan Moyo saying that there's no government that can
parcel,
reform laws that will make sure that it's
out of power. You know?
Yeah. So maybe before you go any further, we have a caller, Bernard from Botswana. Mkoma Bernard Magadi. Ah, takusimba zvamapinda pachirongwa tavata simba. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya iri kukurukurwa imukoma.
Astika tafa 2008 zeka kata zabuta marizauti ema elections. Lokumia zungu.
Aishi zeka yagari RG's office.
Mkoma Bernard, musatumaenda kure, vachuma waru kuku batsira ene kuku gaziri za epanya ya kutima saruzo za 2013. Zaka ngazichiri pasi pe office ya registrar general vanoiva tobe wa mdede zansa za pasi pe zeki. Endere ya nyumberi.
All right, how many hours? They will change the name, or like from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or from ZEC to another name, when the very people are still in control. It's just like you say, Blessing, you have got a police force. That is police force. It's been changed to police service. The very police, the very personnel that has been working in that thing, that's still the one that are working in the new name. That is the level of the brutality is through the same. So guys, kanapanyaka die so. We don't have to talk about changing the name of things. Let's go out together. We demonstrate. We say. We tell them what we want. That's as we could go to Kenya. It's better we die. It's like drama, right? And to that is. You know, blessing. Niti akavuya vana Joseph tumavanga satu vavapo yes asika tasa ma elections asimiti vanhu vanga vari kunze vakavhota imagine vanhu vari South Africa matipatina 1994 vanhu vanga vari South Africa vaivhota vari kune dzimwe nyika tikaona vanhu vaindaigara mulawanda kaona vanhu vaivhota pasitiwo asi isusu nhasi tiri kutongwa nemumwe munhu atakavhotera haachadi kubva kana kuti for some reasons tionzi isu tiri vatengesi kana muri kwamuri kunze hamukwanisi kuvhota aiwa. No, that's not fair. We are all Zimbabweans. We need to vote. Kadisha gazate tichida.
Aiwa, naita basa shukuru mkoma Bernard. Regai timbonzi kwa kuna vamugari kutivanoti neja taurwa na vachuma pekutanga neja taurwa one mutereri iye jinej. Vamugari. vachuma hamene kumakasinuka here kungopindura 30 seconds
right chekutaka ndiva kumtenda kuti for the first time atara shangara kuti takavavhotera vamugabe vamwe vakachiti vamugabe vasakambohwina vanogara vechiriga at least uyauda kusvika kudaiwa vakavavhotera which is the truth isusu marizazi edu akabuda because it was a by-election saka the efforts were very simple logistics were very simple because it wasn't the whole country yanga ingori constituency there were about maybe about 14 constituencies dzaivhotegwa saka it was very easy because of logistics kuti nyaya yese ifambe zvakanaka and like we said takatabva kuna RG's office taku Zeg under Zeg saka my systems anga I improved because that you learn as you go saka we learned and we improved and things were even better systems were better
Thank you so much honorable Chuma stay on the line Mr. Mugara had posed the question to you whether you want to respond to honorable Chuma or the caller from Botswana but also there are some in the ruling party who are saying that no reforms until elections in 2018. So you can wrap it up.
The first thing that I need to tell you is Honorable Chuma is totally lost. He's somebody who is just enjoying the benefits of ZANU-PF, but he doesn't totally have people at heart. Because if he is someone with people at heart, he should tell the truth, the naked truth, that, for an example, Rita Makarau is double employed. She is the chairperson of ZEC, and she is the secretary for Judiciary Service Commission. Right. The duty of the Judiciary Service Secretary is to appoint the judges that will sit in the event that, imagine that we are suing ZEC, and we'll be suing Rita Makarau, and she has to choose a judge that will sit to determine the case between us and her. And do you think that judge will do anything in favor of us? Definitely she will do, he or she will do according to the boss with Rita Makarau. That is item number one, which will need to be changed totally in ZEC. Then somebody talked about the Sekiro cuts. That is 100% correct. If you go to ZEC, you find a number of retired colonels, retired generals who are working there. And even the team that works with Rita Makarau, it all came from Tobai Ombele's side. They have a lot of experience in rigging, and they have been moved to ZEC. They are totally incompetent, all those guys. We need a fresh, totally fresh team for ZEC to be a recognized and a legal component of Zimbabwe. We need competent people who can give us at least free, fair, and credible elections. Not what is there right now.
Thank you, Amgari. Rambai muri parunare tineva teleri Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana usipasa chuma kula ngaleke kubulawa. Singa kambi kusipasa wati spale esu kutunyezelewa ngu Gerald WhatsApp. U Gerald tutikona. Vele kumele ukube kona ingu kogo ngoba amabandla apikisa apatuwa ngendela ngesikati soketo. He's saying that there is need for electoral reforms
before elections.
Yeah, because the opposition parties are always being given or receiving the wooden spoon every time there are elections. So, guys, we are going to talk about this. Baba Chuma, unjani?
Oh,
it's going to be a good day. Hey, I'm going to talk to
you. I want to go to the Japan. iwanda vachengwa kukombani kuite zvikuti tatesi vazvamuti vanhumisisa hauna nitehambirei iko kuzazongasiwe keteni zekukuhela ntezakupfumala pana havamboni kutole zakupfumala pana vamoti vavuya amedu asiviri kudhiki zvinoteo kuti kukarishe kutsha avantu vonke vave nelungelo rokuti kulungise into ekanyayo ngoba kakudo kukunjana akuna vandla rinjani asika sivazama vandla raingazvileo pakati tapakuriwa ngawo
po kodwa ubona ngazani kuyaphetha ngani kunoku kungazani ukudoniselana ukuthi akulungiswe lokhu okokhetho njalo nje
lapha kule ndaba enkulu kakhulu oyikhulumayo kunodubo olukhulu kakhulu ebantwini bethu lapha elizweni leli ngoba ilizwe leli kunobuqili obukhona kukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuphetha kwakhona ukuthi kuzaphetha kunjani laphana kamboni dinga lakhona lelingalunga lapha ukuthi kulungise isinto ezikahle la ngoba ngiwakhangela ilizwe leli kuswa ngobuqili obukhulu kakhulu ingathi leza kulungisisa izinto zasekuthi kuyokwabantu utshayo nje kuzodiliza leyo nto elisekuyilungise njenganamhlanje antoo badilizeni ngoba labantu adisithi ngabantu ngesiyindlela zokuthetho zabe kahle abantu badinga umuntu abamfunayo abantu babuswe ilizweni ngomuntu abamfunayo kodwa kuyehlule phela kuzalungisiswa kuthiweni njengoba ngathesi amazwe wonke la ngaphandle la akhangeli futhi abe lamandla kwayo kayisela maziyo ekuthi ngabe yalungisisa into lezingeni endleleni kuthi kuyehluleka phela
ubone ke siyabonga golide ungathina lokusasa ba Yeah, one more. So that was Mr. Chuma, Spasa Chuma in Bulawayo. You are saying that, you know, like other callers, you know, he says dissolve ZEC because ZEC appears to be hopeless. And he says these parties like OK Mart and others were allegedly sponsored by ZANU-PF, you know, to cause havoc
yeah.
So within the kind of framework in which they were discussing issues there.
I think that also Buttress is one of the callers here, whose name is Mtokozisi Moyo from Beitbridge. He says, I think it will take time to have change in Zimbabwe because we have too many opposition parties in a small country like ours. Yes, too many opposition parties. Because Nera is 18 and the other 9 or 10 that we already had the meeting,
about
that's
30
or so. Parties. Okay, before we go back to our guests, we have Mkoma Jacob. Varku Zimbabwe. Magadi Mkoma Jacob.
Kibo Magadio.
Taka Zimbabwe tipewo mashoko enyu.
Alright. Ini ndikuda kutarisa panyaya yavati vabudira mutivenera vabudira mumusangano. Especially vachitaura kuti mapato awandisa. But isn't it the essence of democracy rekuti kunofanirwa kuwanda mapato kurepresentwa kuvanhu kunofanirwa kuve there must be a broad a spectrum yakakura yemapato anokwanisa vanhu vokukwanisa kuchuza kubva pane ivapo saka I don't think that one is a valid point yekuti vanera yabuda kutadza kusangana ne hongu tinowirirana kuti ZEC muri kudiwa mareforms but democracy hairambidzi hailimite mapati kuti anofanira kuve ari mangani saka zvokuda kuti tisoropodze kuti mamwe tumapato tidiki twazouva peya nhasi kana kuti kana mazitatu handifungi kuti zvine basa izvozvo
right rambai makabata tinzwi muna vamugarirambai makabata vamugari vangu kupindurai nokuti tine vamwe vateereri vamugari pindurai Mukoma Jacob vari kuti hamufanira kunyunyuta kuti kune tumwe tumapato tunonzi hana vanhu kana chi ibato rasarudzwa nevanhu kunge riripo nenyaya yejekerere iri muzimbabwe kana kodzero muzimbabwe 30 seconds
ndofa Mukoma Jacob havane problem yekuti havambozvipiwo nguva yekuenda kuZEC kunoti kwakamira sei ukaenda kuZEC as of last week kune 42 political parties dziri muzimbabwe dziri registered kuZEC ese ari iko kwana zvoku vana vanhu vana okmat they are not there takaenda tikanotocheka we had all those studies before tichitoziva kuti we had the intention yekumake sure kuti mapolitical parties achapinda nhasi ndiwayo ari registered unless or otherwise kana mapolitical parties akarejestwa nezuro kana kuti arejestwa nhasi then it's something else but the honest truth is they don't exist at all mapolitical party emacios angoitwa chete to destabilize the movement of negotiation between ZEC and opposition political parties.
Maita vamugari ndofunga Mukoma Jacob manzwa vachipindura vamugari apa
Asi chandoda kuziva kuti daita ngatanzwa mapiriro azi magumo azviita musangano wacho kuti tizoona kuti zvanga zvine effect here kana kuti apa pakutaita kushanda nekufungidzira ka.
Aiwa, ivo kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu pa chataita na 7 vatsanangura mukoma amene vamugari vatsanangura kuti aiwa dambudziko ranga riri murangarire kuti chimbvunzo unenge uchitaurwa nezvavo kana kuti chinyunyuto chinenge chataurwa nezvacho kuti chinge chigadziriswa paifana kuzovhotwa saka iyo varamba nyaya yekuti pavhotwe nekuti pakavhotwa vanga vachiti mapato macho acho iyo ari kupinda through democracy ndivanga achibva asupporta Zeki kana kutsigira Zeki zvinoreva kuti zvavari kuda kuti zvishandurwe ava mapato anopikisa mamwe mapato yanga achitaiwa ngazvirambe zvakadaro ndozvaita kuti vabude musangano ndozvavatsanangura zvisinei regai tipe mumwe muteereri nguva
vafungidzira kuti vachadaro asi hatina kuzoona zvichidaro.
Maita basa mukoma Jacob unaani mumwe muteereri Gibbs.
Ye, ndinomunzana ke Urobson Mwale singahambi kuonarpo chuma sikasichaye ke lo munzana Urobson Mwale. Ye, ba Mwale unjani?
Ngikana njani?
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mwale. Ye, wanu waphakamisele lezi phezulu kancane.
Yebo.
Ye, so wena ubona njani udaba lolo?
Ah, mina udaba lolo ngibona vele lingeke lisize ngalutho. Into ekhona nje kungcono vele kungabe saba lokhetho eZimbabwe ngoba ukhetho kalisizi ngalutho. Kuyaziwa vele ukuthi masi siyekhethweni kuzoba lokudlilezwe lokuthile ibandla lilodwa ilehlale lokhu lisembusweni ngoba kalifuna amanye amabandla ephathi. Kwavela kwaphuma umbiko owawusuka kumongameli kahulumende owawusithi ilizwe leZimbabwe ngeke libuswe ngepheni. Kutsho ukuthi ngepenseli ngeke libuswe ngoxa. Imali iyanenziwa ngalukhetho ngibona ukuthi kungcono nje ithengele abantu ukudla kulungiswe lemigwaqo le sibulala abantu ilizwe libuyele nje esimweni esidala sibe le mali yethu yokuthenga yikho engibona kungaba ngcono ngemali le esetshenziswayo ukuthi kubhadale izisebenzi zezekhi ngoba izekhi vele kayilancedo elenzayo.
Kodwa ungahlala kunjalo kuze kutheni ngoba nxa ukuthi kuya kungani abantu bakhonona phela baba Mwale kusuze kuhambe kuhle phela
abantu abakhonona yikho phela ngithi labona abantu banyamala abantu babotshwa abantu balinyazwa so kuyafana kungcono kungakela ukuba lokhetha kunamuntu ozokhonona ngoba vele kuyabe kungasavotwa phela
ngizabe sokuyijibela batibula
ukhona uyaze eziphumele uma ukuthi ufuna ukuphuma uma engafuna ukuphuma uzobusa angazi ukuthi kuze kube nini.
So kwabe ngazali phela suku
ha ukhetho kudlalisa imali yabona ukhetho since laqala ngo 80 sihlala sikhala silokho sithi hayi basidlibilezela ye kurojiwe ye kwenze kanje yabona silokho sithi i rigging manje sizohlala sihlabela kuze kube nini.
Kodwa nje ukukhanya kusobala ukuthi phela eZimbabwe kumele ukhetho lwenziwe kungadlula iminyaka engu 5 kwenze olunye futhi ungadlula eminye ngu-5 nxa ungasayenziwanga phela sokungazani sokuyiphulwe isisekelo sombuso welizwe akunjalo Mwale
kodwa siyaphula noma kunjalo ngoba iveki vele iyakulokhu ihlale ingakhiphi imiphumela ngesikhathi bona bayahola kodwa izisebenzi ezinye lezi kaziholi so kuyahlupha lokho kungcono vele kungabe savota kuthatha imali lana ngoba imali eningi kakhulu yenza ukhetho.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu eMwale baba siyabonga khona ngapho eGoli ungaphuka ngkhona khona
lapho eSouth Africa niseJohannesburg eNorwood.
Hayi kuyazwakala kakhulu sibongele Mwale baba
nami ngibonge kakhulu.
So that was Mr. Mwale, he says elections are hopeless so if ever somebody wins elections it should be there forever because it doesn't change anything because only one party is getting elected every time so he says the best thing is take that money that is supposed to be for elections and use it for development.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I think
and he says you can even get old. While you are ruling.
We can ask Honorable Chuma
so, yeah.
That question. Somebody saying elections are hopeless, Honorable Chuma, because only one party is winning. I don't know what will happen if an opposition party will win in the next election. Will this person still be calling for no elections?
That's exactly my point, actually. I'll take it to a simple issue like a football game. If a team like Islanders and Dynamos play and then Islanders wins, you will hear some Dynamos fans saying, you know, it was unfair, the referee was not fair, this and that. So it's in built in us that we never get satisfied if our team or our party doesn't get it the way we wanted it to get it. But the truth of the matter is that elections must be done because constitutionally that's what is inscribed. They must be done after every 5 years, and they're always being done. But the only problem is that most of the time, the opposition goes to bed and sleeps and forgets that they must go down to the people and do deliverables and campaign and convince people to vote for them. And look, if you look at it honestly, even in our parliament composition, we've always had opposition elements. I remember the 2008 parliament, it was almost a 50-50 in terms of seats that were taken. So it shows that there is definitely some democracy. There is definitely some element whereby other people vote for other parties. So there is no way to say that only one party is just winning automatically. But that party then works hard. It goes to the people. It endears itself with the people. And then the people vote. And then there are some that will vote otherwise. It is given. That is why the president has never gotten 100% votes when it comes to even presidential elections. You will probably get, like last time, he actually got about 60-something percent. In 2008, he got about 40-something percent, which was not enough. That's why there was a rerun. So all these processes show that there is a system that is there that is working. But the problem is that as long as it does not favor me, and then deem it crooked, I deem it not sufficient enough, I deem it not fair, because it does not favor my outcome, what I wanted to happen in that election. But then again, that's not the proper spirit. That's not the proper way of carrying things when it comes to elections. You must expect any result depending on the work that you have put towards that campaign and that election. So, like, for example, what that other caller called Jacob said, he put up a correct point. Why did NERA move away just because the other people that were going to vote probably in favor of ZEG? That's a democracy. They should have been prepared as well to cast their vote and win instead of walking out. That walking out element on its own shows good. They came in there with a perceived mind, with a concluded outcome to say we must get our way. But you must allow that kind of, if your way is not happening, allow it. That is democracy. But if you want to impose, then where is democracy?
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Freedom Zimbabwe. And it says, let every party put equal numbers of people in ZEC. That is 50 ZANU-PF and 50 opposition members. We are going to solve the equation that way. And it says, that would be it. Sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sazi Dube says, Lifonela Bantu Banjani. So he wanted us to phone him so that he can get connected with us.
Oh.
So now let's go back to Mr. Jolson Mugari. Mr. Mugari, you know, briefly, do you think that the agenda that you are actually, you know, trying to bring up in Zimbabwe is going to solve this electoral problem? Or maybe you are just wasting your time?
You see, the only democratic way to take power is through elections.
Mm.
And such elections should be free, fair and credible. And we are going to push and push until we come up with a solution to get free, fair and credible elections in this country. And the way we are going to push is we are going to do it in several ways. Like one, we are going to keep on demonstrating. I can assure you this coming Saturday, we are going to have demonstration in 210 constituencies. We have already notified the police of that and we are going ahead. We are also going to use the legal route. We are also going to negotiate with ZEC. So all those things are going to be applied until we get where we want. I'm so surprised to hear somebody like Honorable, I forgot his name, who's speaking, right?
Chuma.
Right with us here. He is saying that he's mostly referring to the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Whereas if we talk of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, it really doesn't allow our traditional leaders to act, to participate actively in politics. But I can tell you, Chief Charumbira, the head of
unfortunately, Mr. Mugari.
He is openly ZANU-PF.
Mr. Mugari, unfortunately, there's no extra time here. Sorry, we have to cut you there, Mr. Mugari. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Jolson Mukari, who is the chairman of NERA, of the NERA Organizing Committee, is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. We also had Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda Mpopoma constituency, based in Bulawayo. This is Gibbs Cuba in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.